From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey's government late Saturday raised the death toll from twin bombings at a peace rally in Ankara to 95, with nearly 200 others wounded. Dorian Jones has the story.
Video shot at the peace rally captured the festive atmosphere moments before the blast, then carnage. The two explosions caused by suspected suicide bombers tore through the crowd, causing death and what witnesses described as horrendous injuries. Ambulances and even taxis rushed the wounded to nearby hospitals. The rally, organized by Turkey's civic society and the pro-Kurdish movement, was expected to draw tens of thousands of people, calling for an end to the fighting between the Turkish security forces and the Kurdish rebel group, the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. So far, no group has claimed responsibility for Saturday's attack. But in July, the Islamic State group was blamed for a suicide bombing targeting pro-Kurdish activists, killing more than 30 activists. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Russia says it has stepped up airstrikes against Islamic State extremists in Syria in support of Syrian troops who have seized two villages north of Hama since late on Friday. And here in Washington, top U.S. defense officials held a secure video conference with their Russian counterparts as part of a push to promote safe flight operations in increasingly crowded Syrian airspace. Authorities in Chad say at least five female suicide bombers attacked two sites near the Nigerian border, killing dozens. Police immediately linked the attacks in the town of Bagasola to the Boko Haram Islamist. Police and hospital officials say at least 50 others were wounded in and around that town. Pre-election violence in Guinea claimed a number of lives and left many more injured. And as Chris Stein reports now, Guinea's ethnic politics will be crucial in deciding who carries today's election.
Incumbent Alpha Conde is standing for a second term. Of his seven opponents, former Prime Minister Selu Dalein Diallo is expected to give him the stiffest challenge. Political analyst Bono Berry says politicians in Guinea have long drawn support from their ethnic groups. The two candidates will get most of their support from their ethnic groups, Barry says. The Fula people will vote for Mr. Diallo, and the Malinkes for Mr. Conde. Tensions have already flared in the run-up to the vote. In the country's southeastern Banankoro district, five people were killed and dozens injured on Friday, according to the French news agency. Conakry was calm on Saturday after rioting on Friday that killed one person. If no candidate takes a majority, the election will go into a runoff. Chris Stein for VOA News, Conakry, Guinea.
Israel carried out an airstrike earlier today in the Gaza Strip that killed a pregnant Palestinian woman and her young daughter. Israeli military said the strike was done in response to rocket attacks from the Hamas-controlled area. Today's attack followed more stabbing attacks in the Old City area of East Jerusalem on Saturday. A wave of attacks in East Jerusalem has taken place around a holy site revered by Muslims as the Al-Aqsa Mosque and by Jews as the Temple Mount. Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif said Saturday his country has renewed efforts to help reopen Afghan peace talks. Islamabad in early July had mediated and hosted landmark initial talks between Afghanistan's government and the Taliban. That was the first face-to-face interaction between the Afghan warring sides in 14 years. President Obama says the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal reached this past week between the U.S. and 11 other nations promotes American values and protects American workers. In his weekly address on Saturday, Mr. Obama said the so-called TPP will open new markets to American products and boost the U.S. economy at the same time.
95% of the world's consumers live outside our borders. 95%. They want to buy American products. They want our cars, our music, our food. And if American businesses can sell more of their products in those markets, they can expand and support good jobs here at home.
Trade pact needs to be ratified by all governments involved. Greece has pledged to open five migrant processing centers, happened during talks with European Union partners in Athens on Saturday. Earlier this week, the UN Refugee Agency welcomed EU efforts to support frontline member states receiving large numbers of migrants.
That's the latest world news from VOA.